Today I want to talk about how to comment on blogs and why you should or should not. I recently visited with a friend who is pretty aware of technology, but he still feels a bit awkward when it comes to blogs. He spoke of how subscribing, commenting, and joining into a discussion can feel a bit daunting if you are not sure how it all works. When I looked at it from his perspective, I realized how right he was. Perhaps bloggers don't look at things from a new user perspective as much as we should. We should try harder to be more welcoming of the uninitiated, and that is what I hope to do here. I am writing this for you, whether you are completely new to blogs or an experienced blog owner who may have forgotten how lost you felt when you were just figuring out this blogging stuff for the first time. I also want to inspire you with some significant benefits of participating in blogs. My friend mentioned how some people have their little picture by their name and wondered how that happens. He really snapped me back to the reality that this whole blogging thing can be a little confusing to ordinary people, as opposed to blog people, of course. I intend to help clarify some issues of how to participate in blogs and how to find blogs worth discussing, and also how it can benefit you even if you're one of those ordinary people, as opposed to blog people. I will begin with the very basics, so if you already know this, I urge you to be reminded that many others do not. If you have your own blog, it's easy to forget that all that stuff that you learned about blogs and how they work, you know this already. But here's a question I have heard more than a couple of times. How do I get my picture to show up on blogs? I suppose I'll begin with that little picture beside people's names. No, it doesn't mean they're a member of some elite blogging fraternity. Having your own unique picture show up on blogs when you comment is as simple as creating an avatar. More specifically, a gravatar, which is a globally recognized avatar image that you can use in more places than a Visa card. And that's a lot. Gravatar setup is pretty easy. In order to set up your Gravatar, simply go to gravatar.com and sign up. You only need to do this once, and it's really easier than you may expect. There's a lot of benefit to the image too. A graphic along with your comments can be strongly identifying as people read through comments, and especially at blogs where you plan to return often. People will identify with you with your avatar faster than by reading the names as they read through comments. If you're interesting to them, they'll be looking for your image. Now, the next issue, they want my email? I'm probably the most reserved person you ever came across when it comes to giving out my email address. In fact, I'm borderline obsessive about this. I love having a clean inbox and I hate when people clutter it with junk. This is especially true with some of my prized email accounts, like my very special one that is only 7 characters, including dots and the at symbol. Yes, I hate giving out email addresses on websites. Gravatars are based on the email address or addresses which you specify at gravatar.com. Most blogs and forums use gravatars to pull in your avatar, which is why they ask you to enter your email address. Of course, email addresses are also one way that blog administrators can quickly blacklist people who spam their community with useless or offensive comments. This is a good thing, a very good thing. If it makes you feel any more comfortable about the matter of email, I have a specific email address which I use for commenting on blogs, and I receive no spam at that address at all. I really do feel totally safe in this matter. Additionally, many blogs will allow you to use your image from other services like Facebook, Twitter, OpenID, Yahoo, or others, but don't get flustered. I'm getting to that part, and it will be easy. Have a little faith. What about commenting systems like Discuss and Intense Debate? When commenting systems like Discuss and Intense Debate came along, I was really reluctant at first. I liked the good old standard system of entering my name, email address, and website address, adding my comment, and clicking submit. That made sense to me, and it was so simple. Now let's have a little whisper time while I tell you a secret. Now I'm leaning in close to your ear. Discuss and Intense Debate do not require a sign up. This is one thing that made me so frustrated when I saw those commenting systems gaining popularity. It appeared that I needed to sign up for more stuff. I already had my Gravatar, and I just wanted to add my 2 cents to a blog. Why did they make it so darn confusing all of a sudden? I'm really glad that my buddy brought this to my attention, because I felt the same way. Somehow, I had this misconception that because the blog commenting systems allowed me to log in, that I actually needed to log into something. This is not the case at all. You do not need to set up a new account to use either of these systems. If you want to make a comment on a blog using any of the popular blog commenting systems, you may comment as a guest. You can still add your email, use your Gravatar, and add the link to your website. Let us get that confusion out of the way right now and put a period after it. The benefits of these systems are numerous, but optional. They allow you to click a button to use your Facebook, Twitter, OpenID, Yahoo, or other profile information, but it goes further. They also let you easily share the blog articles you comment on, along with your comments, across social networks. Sharing is still optional, even if you log in using these services, but there can be great cases for alerting friends on what you're discussing on a blog article and getting their opinions too. There's still more benefit. These services also aggregate comments that you make on different blogs into one place where you can go and see replies to your comments, and thus making it easier to respond to them, ask or answer questions, build rapport, build community, and etc. They also include profiles that you can use to follow other users' comments and join in their communities of interest too. Of course, I cannot give you my login to see all the goodies, but on my blog post here, I've added my public Discuss profile, which shows comments I make on other blogs which use Discuss. In my opinion, these are some really useful tools, and more bloggers would probably adopt their use if they and their readers understood the full benefit and usage. That means ending the confusion surrounding them. But I'm trying. I use Discuss commenting system here on my blog at awebguy.com. Try it out by adding your comment. It's really as easy as I said. Now I want to talk about how to find good blogs. Can you believe how many blogs there are out there on the internet? There must be a squillion people blogging about everything from A to Z. Finding the good ones which fit your interests can be a lot easier with the right tools. Try a Google blog search at blogsearch.google.com for things which interest you. Try a Twitter search and monitor it regularly. Even if you do not have a Twitter account, you can still find a lot of value in the search features. Get creative and try it out at search.twitter.com, and be sure to try the advanced search. There are also a lot of blog aggregation services like Blog Catalog and Technorati, along with many which are targeted to specific interests or industries. A great place to find useful blogs is by paying attention to what people with your same interests or in your same career field read. You can often find out by watching their Twitter, Facebook, Dig, or better yet, go to see which websites are linking to their website by searching their web address on Open Site Explorer. If they're leaving comments on blogs, you can bet that the links will show up there. Just think of all that you can do with that information. Once you find some blogs you like, subscribe to them. You will really not get much benefit from a blog if you make it easier to overlook them. I use Google Reader to subscribe to many RSS feeds, but I subscribe to my favorite blog by email and RSS just to be sure I keep in touch with them. If you want to know more about tools to help with blogs, I strongly suggest reading 6 Essential Blogging Tools for Bloggers and Non-Bloggers. SEO and commenting is a very confusing thing. Why participate in blog discussions? Have you ever heard of WeFM? It means, what's in it for me? You want to know the answer of that, what's in it for you, right? After all, you're still human, even if you're one of those blog people I mentioned. The benefits of blog commenting are not just as they seem. Certainly, there's a strong benefit from an SEO standpoint or search engine optimization. But let's not get irritating with that. I'll touch on this topic and then move on. If you take this as a suggestion to go out with a hope of leaving meaningless comments on a bunch of blogs to become popular, you will not be popular in the way you like. In fact, I consider it a horrible SEO strategy, but very common, to try and use blog comments to build up your incoming links. Sure, comments can be quite valuable, but without being courteous and useful, you're just peeing down your leg. You will find a much more profound benefit by being useful, and I will explain that. Think of it this way. If you try to use blog commenting as a tool for SEO, imagine how much greater value you will find if your comments make people like you and want to know you. If they come and read your blog, they may like what you have to say there too. This is precisely the reason why my blog here at awebguy.com is listed with a link from every page on a whole lot of blogs in their blog roll. They are also more likely to reference you with a link in one or more of their articles. That seems a lot more valuable to me than the SEO value of links from a few comments I made. Wouldn't you agree? Note, to all those who have blessed me with a link in their blog roll or an article, I truly appreciate you. I'm still planning to add a blog roll here someday. In the meantime, I still try to write something about you whenever I can. When you comment on a blog and include your URL, your website address, it will appear as a link on most blogs. Those links are what search engines use to discover and judge the value of websites. More links means more value. But of course, it's not that easy. More of the right links can add huge value. The SEO tactic of seeking blogs with great search engine ranking just to leave worthless comments misses the target in a big way. Just imagine if you said something funny, interesting, useful, or otherwise put your unique spin on a topic. People are more likely to like and respect you, and there's definitely a better chance they will want to know more about you. I have gained a lot of readers because they saw my comments on another blog and liked my take on things. An example I recently suggested to a client was to use blogs to learn more about her related industries. She just opened her second Pilates studio in Aventura, Florida. We talked about how to book up her new location by looking at who wants or needs her services. We discovered that golfers can benefit from Pilates. I suggested that she read more blogs about golfing and get to know the community. She also said that equestrian is another area she sees a lot of business. I suggested getting to know the equestrian community in her area. Just reading about these topics alone can help her to have a better conversation with these people when they call, but also can give her a lot better understanding of their needs when it is time to write about these things on her blog. If she chooses to comment on topics in these fields with something useful, she could become a lot more valuable to the community. It adds up over time in a big way. Now imagine how nice it will be for her if her website lands in the blog roll of a handful of related blogs because they like her input. Good blog commenting. What is a good blog comment? Sometimes it's perfectly fine to add a brief comment just to thank the author, but it is far better to say what you really think. Thanks, great blog post, is about as generic enough that you may just earn a sugar-free cookie award for being boring. Step it up a notch and ask a question, answer a question, or do something more than look like you're just trying to get a link on their blog. Trust me on this. Bloggers are pretty skeptical about those "thanks, great blog post" people. There are thousands of people in India, no offense to my Indian friends, who are paid about $4 a year to sit and add "thanks, great blog post" comments to blogs. You can do better, and it really does make a difference. Doing better usually means that you should slow down and participate. The scan and click nature of the internet leads to a lot of waste. If you actually slow down and give your attention to the blogs you like and the blogs where you find value, you can create more value for yourself. I should note that bloggers love comments, and it validates their hard work. It makes sense for it to be really easy and inviting for users to add their input. I would probably have a lot more comments here, but I'm just crazy enough to put my toll-free number all over my blog. I love having brainstorming calls from friends and strangers. It keeps me sharp. My phone rings a lot. Since most bloggers probably do not want my telephone bill, a fantastic alternative is comments. Stop and read the comments. Once you find blogs that you like, be sure to read the comments. Those comments are written by other people who may have similar interests, and you may find that you really like them. You may find a connection to your next great customer, friend, supplier, or job. If you do not slow down and pay attention, you will never know. If you don't leave your comments, they won't either. Hope you enjoyed this article, and certainly check out some of the strongly suggested reading that I've added to the bottom of this blog post, including 6 essential blogging tools for bloggers and non-bloggers, 10 really good reasons to blog, and 5 common reasons blogs fail. Hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you'll find some use. Be sure to subscribe at awebguy.com. It's real simple. Subscribe by RSS or email, or just check me out on Facebook. Love to hear from you. Certainly welcome you to ring me up, too, at 866-AWEBGUY. Have a great day.